going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
8:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline from PFF. He is Gordon McGinnis. What's going on, Gordon?
How's it going, guys?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Listen, Ed and I both would love to have a pass rusher for the Baltimore Ravens in the first round, but at pick 27, I don't know if that's the best player for them. However, safety may be more viable. Per the numbers at that pick, who would be the best safety?
I think, you know, they can sit at their spot and they can see which position falls. The guy who every mock draft analyst has been having slide to them for the past month now is Malachi Starks from Georgia. And, you know, I think there's two safeties that can go in the first round. I think Starks is a better fit for what they need on defense than Nicky Munwari from South Carolina. So if it is going to be a safety at 27, I would expect it to be Starks.
Assuming he's available. A lot of people have offensive linemen going to the Ravens too. You know, we certainly have a needed left guard. And I've seen Josh Simmons' name come up and Donovan Jackson. I've also seen the Lions going with Donovan Jackson for offensive line help, although they've had a great line. They're just getting better. Do you see them picking up an old lineman if Starks isn't available?
I think it's possible. Like I think it really does depend. This draft in particular, more than any I can remember in recent years, is going to be a lot about like where teams have rankings on players. Like I think the 15th to the 60th ranked player in this draft can be all over different team boards. So it's entirely possible that a guy who is like a mid-second rounder for most people, could be a first rounder for a team. And you know, the guard spots for the Ravens last year were, I think, a critical enough issue that addressing it in the first two rounds of the NFL draft would make perfect sense.
Gordon McGinnis joins us from PFF. Gordon, you wrote about this on the website. If you're not a quarterback selected in the first round, chances are you may have to wait a couple of rounds. Quarterbacks don't go often in the second.
Yeah, I mean, it's what we've seen over the past 4 or 5 years is that, you know, the teams have been aggressive in the first round, and then if they don't take the guy in the first round, they fall at least until the third. I think it was 2 second-round guys over the past 4 years. And then in last year's draft, we had 6 go in the first round and then none until the fifth round. So this class, I think, will test that theory a little bit, because I think after Cam Ward, the next 3 guys are all players who easily could be someone that teams trade up into the first round for. I think we've seen all 3 of Jalen Milroe, Jackson Dart, and Stuart Sanders be guys that go in the first round. But also we've seen mock drafts come out recently that have all 3 of those guys fallen. And I do think if those guys fall out the first round, at least 1 or 2 of those would probably wind up going in the second.
One of the positions that we haven't talked about, and I don't think we've talked about even on the show very much, is inside linebacker, because Trenton Simpson is just not... We have one outstanding linebacker and one that's a work in progress who's good but not great. Any chance they go linebacker, like the kid at UCLA, was it Schlesinger? Something like that in a surprise move?
It would surprise me in the first round, but like I said earlier, like, you know, it very much depends where teams have players ranked. And I do think at linebacker, this is a class whereby you have the top couple of guys. You know, you have Jihad Campbell from Alabama, and then there's another couple of guys like Swessinger from UCLA, Demetrius Knight from South Carolina. And the position does fall off very, very quickly in this draft. So if you do want to be able to find a day one starter, and maybe the Ravens do because of how they used Trenton Simpson towards the end of last year, I think it was probably very telling about how they view him right now. Mm-hmm. At that point, you probably are going to have to draft a linebacker maybe earlier than you would like if you want them to contribute early on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Yeah, here with Gordon McGinnis from PFF. Gordon, Boise State's Ashton Jeanty is going in the first round. We know that. But Bama, Georgia, Texas, LSU, Texas A&M, it's the same usual prospects the Power Five normally rule the first round.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen over the past few years, it's rare for guys from non-Power 5, Power 4 schools and non-FBS schools to go in the first round. This year, Jeanty, as you said, he has gone in the first round. We know that. I do think it does make things interesting, though, for a Gray Zabel on the offensive line coming from North Dakota State, and think, you know, with how the offensive line and guys that have gone battle-tested against SEC and Big Ten defenses for 4 years, how NFL teams will weigh that up there. And then even a guy like Mike Green from Marshall in a deep pass rushing class, you know, I could see a lot more of the Power 4 school guys coming off the board before he does.
Is there anybody in this? The Ravens don't have a history of moving up very often, you know, making trades at the, you know, during the draft and moving up. Is there anybody that you see them possibly doing that for, where they have a, I don't see any glaring needs, but somebody that's so attracted they might even do that?
I could see it on the edge of the defense. Like, one of the things I think everyone talked about after the playoff loss was the past three playoff games, they haven't forced a turnover on defense. And I think going and finding a pass rusher who would force opposing offenses to game plan for them on a weekly basis instead of, you know, the guys they have just now are good, not great, I think, edge rushers.
Right.
And I think if you see someone slide a little bit, like maybe a Donovan Isaraku from Boston College, if he maybe falls into like the mid-20s, I could see the Ravens maybe trying to jump up 3, 4, or 5 spots to go and grab someone like him.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the fan.
16 and a half sacks last year, too.
Gordon McGinnis joins us from PFF. Gordon, we talk about It seems like the people on the outside look at how this draft isn't very sexy because of the lack of the great quarterbacks. However, you believe that days 2 and 3 will yield some immediate contributors to NFL teams.
I think so, yeah. And I think probably even more so than other drafts. We heard Eric DaCosta hint at this as well, that this is a deep draft class, although it's not one that's necessarily elite at the top. And every single year we see guys come in and contribute. We saw Roger Rosengarten start most of the entire season for the Ravens at right tackle last year. We saw guys like Drew Phillips for the New York Giants contribute as a defensive back as a day two, day three pick last year. So in the draft class this deep, where you have multiple selections in the third and fourth round, there are, if you're not looking for quarterbacks at that spot, you can go and find guys who can come in and play 500-plus snaps, who can start for most of the season for you. It's definitely the right draft to be looking for some additional starters, I think.
We know the names of the edge rushes. You don't always hear the names of the interior linemen, but this is not – it doesn't seem bad because there's a couple that were slated to be picked in the first round. They could use help there as well because the pressure up the middle is kind of what they do. Any of these defensive tackles you like?
Yeah, one of the names I've seen that has been sliding a lot in mock draft recently is Walter Nolan from Mississippi.
He's like the guy, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, we have him ranked, I think, as the 8th-ranked player in the class. I saw one of the mock drafts. I can't remember if it was, I think it was Daniel Jeremiah last night that had him falling all the way out of the first round. And he's a guy, I think, as much as the interior isn't a glaring need for the Ravens, that would be a tremendous value pick at 27, and they're always very happy to sit and wait for value to come to them.
Gordon, tell folks how to follow you on social media for draft coverage.
Yeah, you'll find me on X, PFF_Gordon, and you'll find all of our PFF draft show coverage on the PFF YouTube channel.
Hey, thanks a lot, Gordon. Appreciate your time, my man.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
Thanks, Gordon.
All right.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.